Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of a sweet smelling savor fill the temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of a sweet-smelling savor fill the temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Let the essence of a sweet-smelling savor fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your presence can fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Thank you, Jesus. Let your presence fill this house. Let the essence of a sweet-smelling savor fill the temple. Remove all guilt and doubt so your presence can fill this house. Let the glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of a fresh anointing fill the temple. Destroy the yoke of doubt so your anointing can fill this house. Let the glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill the temple. Destroy the yoke of doubt so your anointing can fill this house. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. There is healing in this house. Healing in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. come in this house. There is love in this house. Love in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's love in this house. There is peace in this house. Peace in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's peace in this house. There is joy in this house. Joy in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's joy in this house. There's deliverance in this house. Deliverance in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's deliverance in this house. There is love in this house. Love in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Every day you're welcome. Every day you're welcome. Every day you're welcome. Come in this house. Lord, let your glory fall on us. Let your peace fall on us. Let your healing fall on us. And we welcome you in this house. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on his great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on his great name? Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, lift up your voices and give God the praise, because we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you, Dr. PK. And Father, we love you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. You are mighty. You are worthy to be praised. And this is the day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it. We are glad to be alive. We are glad to be able to wake up this morning and just let you know how much we love you, and to let you know that we thank you for all that you've done for us and that you are doing and will continue to do. So thank you for this call. Bless our co-founders, Lord God. They are victorious because of you. Bless their family mothers, family members, Father God. Mother Josie, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you, too, will bless everyone that's on this call. And even those, Father God, who are not able to get on the call today, Lord. But we thank you. We honor you. Bless our speaker. We are so grateful to have one of our family members come and share the word of God with us. Father, bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Bless our psalmist, Father God, our prayer general, every one of us, the team members. We exalt you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you for our King, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We will rejoice because of you. You saved us, you delivered us, you set us free, you healed us, you gave us peace, and we love you, Father. We love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Host, are you there?
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Yeshua this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that powerful prayer. Oh, my goodness. Somebody say hallelujah. And thank you for seating and greeting us on this morning. And, of course, the one and only, my friend and mentor, Songbird Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Yes, indeed, you brought us in to the very throne room of God. Yes, you are welcome in our hearts. Hallelujah. In our homes, in our workplace, in our government. Hallelujah. Take full control. You are welcome because this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, TMC family. This is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas. Want to welcome you to the Master's Call, where, as you can see, the Master is the one who is welcome. He is our one and only audience on today. We came to encounter him. And let me introduce, tell you a little bit about this company. In October 2010, our two anointed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard from the Master, and their answer was yes. How many of you have a yes in your spirit this morning? Hallelujah. And the scripture that they founded this call on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And just hang on. If you haven't already been that, you will be once you get off, before you get off this call. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where all our messages, the bios of our speakers, and just everything about the Master's Call is on that website. Our theme for the year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you've been on this call for a while and you feel led to be a part of this blessed call, this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Robin so graciously did, as a host as I am doing, or if you are a psalmist and you have a song in your heart, hallelujah, as Songbird did, or if you have a word in your belly, hallelujah, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net, and someone will get in touch with you. And the thread that brought us all together is Artist International, and we are now called Artist Life. And the Diaz de Leon family founded this company over 30 years ago. And trust me, we have the greatest products on this side of heaven, as coined by our minister, Brenda Terrell. Now, the new morning motivational call is held immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, where a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of these great products. And that number is 712-770-4005, 10294-617#. And today is Monday, Inspirational Monday, and our own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is the host, and where we're going to have a great speaker, and I'll get you that information after our speaker for today speaks. But now I know you came for a word, and you are in for a treat. This lady comes to us every chance she gets. I'm looking at her bio and this big, lovely smile of hers. I tell you what, she always comes with encouragement, with an admonishment, with a powerful word from on high. Her name is Dr. Thomasine Pickens, founder of Real Word Ministries, which is located in San Antonio, Texas. And the Lord opened doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004. And she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting the Battered Women's Shelter, ministering under the Bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. I'm going to tell you a few more things about her, and you can go on the website and get her bio. She desires to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. And without any further delay, I want to bring this mouthpiece to the front of the call. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, are you there?
Good morning. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is always an honor and a privilege to be able to come before you all. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa for keeping me connected. It's just so amazing to be with like-minded people. I remember one of the greatest things about artists has always been the fact that they have this call. I'm like, what organization have their leaders start out by hearing the word of God and praying and meditating on his word before they do work? That's always just touched my heart, and it continually does. So I would like to go to the word of God. Amen. Amen. To Romans 12:2, a very familiar passage of scripture. And it says, do not conform to the things or the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That always just blesses my heart, to know that as imperfect as we are, God is going to do a perfect work through each and every one of us. And this morning, for just a quick moment, I would like to talk about the 8 keys to knowing God's will for your life personally. The 8 keys to knowing God's will for your life. And we all know that keys represent authority. So I want to give you the 8 keys this morning to knowing God's will, his perfect will for our imperfect lives. We're very familiar with Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and the future." I don't know about you, but I stand on this scripture. I stand on God's word because he said it, he declared it, and it shall come to pass. So the 8 keys to knowing God's will, number one, is developing an authentic relationship with God for yourself. Having that real, real relationship with God. I remember naming the ministry that I have today, Real Word Ministries, and then I have a coaching practice, and it's called the Real Life Coaching Center. And I always stay with that word real because I wanted real and authentic people around me, and I wanted to be real and authentic to people. I didn't want to be that person that didn't tell the truth or sugarcoated things. I wanted to give people truth. And so that's what God, when we develop that real relationship with us, that's what we can tell God, Lord, this doesn't feel very well to me. This doesn't feel good to me. We can have that dialogue with God. We can talk to God, and then he'll simmer us down. I don't know about you, but whenever I go through something, I want to know, Lord, am I going through this because of sin, or I'm going through this because I'm having a Job moment? Show me what I need to do, and show me how to get through this situation so that I can come out the way you desire for me to, the way you desire. Design me to. And so having that real relationship with God, you have to read his word, you have to trust his word, and you have to obey his word. Those three things are very important. Read his word, trust his word, and obey his word. You know, I've been telling people every chance I get to be careful about complaining. Be careful about what you're saying, because we don't want to jump on the bandwagon and say negative things in this hour. We don't want to speak against what God is doing in this hour. So we have to be really quiet and listen to the Spirit of the Lord so that we're saying exactly what the Spirit of the Lord wants us to say and nothing contrary to it, because we cannot come against God's word nor God's will. So we have to have that relationship with God so we'll know, Lord, is this you? Lord, are you moving in this direction? Lord, show me where to go and how to move. Number two, seek him constantly. We constantly have to be chasing him. I know a lot of people are chasing money. They're chasing their professional careers. They're chasing a lot of things. They're chasing men. They're chasing women. But we have to chase after God. Seek him with everything. God willingly died for us, so we should be willingly to live for him. We should go after him with everything we have on a daily basis, not just when we need something, but every morning, getting up and going after him, chasing him throughout the entire day. Number three, obeying what you already know. There are things we already know that God desires for us, and we need to begin to obey those things. You know, we think about the Ten Commandments, and I often ask people, do they know the Ten Commandments? And they kind of look blankly at me. I'm like, you have to know his word. You have to know what he expects from you. Just like you set up great expectations with your company, with your business partners, with your customers, we have to have those clear expectations with God. So obey what you already know. Number five, seek godly counsel. We have to be careful who we're trying to connect to and who we're asking advice from. It has to be someone who knows God, who follows God, who obeys God. Don't follow those people, places, and things that are not of God. Number five, God has created you to fulfill a specific assignment here on earth, and we're not leaving this earth realm until we finish our assignments. Because I don't know about you, but I want to stand before him and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So God has created us to fulfill a specific thing. Don't try to be like everyone else, but embrace your uniqueness. Embrace who you are. Embrace the way God uses you, the strategies, all the techniques. Embrace what God has placed in your life. Embrace the tools and the skill set that he has given you. And don't shy away from what God has for you. Number six, train yourself to hush in the presence of God. I'll say that again. Train yourself to hush in the presence of God. be still and know that he is God. Stop taking your list to God and listen to God. I'm going to say that again. Stop taking your list to God and listen to God. If I'm trying to know him, if I'm trying to form a deeper relationship with him, I have to stop taking him my long list of things that I require from him, and I need to learn to listen. And not only listen, but do what he instructs me to do. Obey his word. If he tells me to bless someone, if he tells me to smile at someone, if he tells me to give someone an encouraging word, do what he's telling me to do. But so many times we run into the presence of God and we waste a lot of God moments by talking about things that have nothing. God's like, I've already told you I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. You know I'm going to take care of you. We go into his presence asking him for things that he's already said yes and amen to. And God says, I need you to come into my presence and listen to me so I can give you the direction you need for today, because I'm going to connect you with some people and you're going to miss it if you're not listening to me. You're going to miss the assignment I have for you if you do not listen. Every day when we wake up, God has a new assignment for us. He has someone that he wants us to reach, someone he wants us to touch, and we have to make sure that we're being obedient and we're listening to his voice so we can be at the place that he desires for us, the place that he is destined for us to be in. Number seven, ask God daily to create in you a clean heart. That's one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 51 and 10. Create in me a pure heart, Lord God. Some translations say pure, some say clean heart. But I'm asking God to remove envy, to remove jealousy, and any unhealthy competition spirit. Sometimes we're so competitive that we miss God. I want God to remove anything from my heart that is not of him, that's not like him, from my mind. I don't want to think like everybody else. I don't want to think like people who are trying to get over on people. I don't want to be dishonest. So I ask God constantly throughout the day, Lord, get my heart right. Get my mind right. Put me in the place that you would have for me. Don't allow me to be jealous of anyone else's place or position, but allow me to own what's mine and what you have for me. You know, the Bible is very clear. What God has for us, it is specifically for us. No one can have it. No one can take it. And no one can taint it. And so knowing all of that, I have to have the right mindset. I have to have the right attitude. I have to demonstrate the right behavior. And I think all of us on here know at least one believer that is mean as all get out. And you're looking at them like, how can you know a loving God and be so mean and cruel? And we have to tell, Lord, don't allow me to be that way. Don't allow me to walk around in the world looking so deep that I lead people astray, that people don't want to know you because I'm looking so deep and mean. Lord, you know, soften my face. Let me smile more. Give me the right words to say. Lord, don't allow me to open up my mouth unless it is from you and of you. There's so much we need to be asking God for all, you know, throughout the day, because he says he will order our steps. And I have to be communicating with him for him to order my steps, because I don't know about you, but a step is just that. You move your left foot, your right foot, your left foot, your right. So throughout the day, I need to be consulting with God on, am I in the right place? Am I on the right path that you have designed? Am I connected to the right people? Am I speaking to the right people? Am I saying the right things to the right people? And am I saying the right things even to the wrong people? Amen. We got to know what to say to even the wrong people. And number eight, learn to be okay with closing of doors. Learn to be okay with the closing of doors. We get so crazy when a door is closed, when we really need to understand that that's God's way of redirecting us. Some of us would not have moved into certain positions and certain places if God had not just closed that door, slammed it in our faces so that we would move. And I don't know about you, but I've been so trying to be so loyal to God that many times I miss God, trying to be loyal to God. And I'm out of place, I'm out of position. And when I get into that quiet place, when I get into that hush season of my life where I'm going to God daily and not talking, God can show me where I need to be, and he can guide my steps and order me. So be okay when those doors close. Many times we become depressed because the door has closed. And in actuality, God is trying to prepare you and propel you to another place, to something bigger and better. But we get so comfortable with things, and we become so loyal to those things that we forget our loyalty to God. So be okay when those doors close. You know, be okay when God says no. God has ordained us to walk in on certain paths, and only those paths should we desire to walk on. So when God redirects our steps, don't get upset. Don't feel like a failure. Just keep moving forward. People lose jobs all the time and feel like a failure, but God says you are not a failure. I'm trying to move you to something bigger and better and greater. And so we can't get confused with what's going on with who he is, because he knows what he has for us. He knows the plan that he has for us. God says, I plan to give you hope and a future. He says, I already know what I'm going to do. It's not maybe. It's not kind of. It's not somewhat. He already knows. And so since God knows that he's an all-knowing God, then I have to be confident in him. I have to be confident to know that God knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know about you, but he has never failed me, and I know he never will fail me. Now, I've made mistakes, and I failed myself, but God has never, ever, ever failed me, and he's always taking care of me. Even when you think about those moments when things didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, but God's hand was still in the plan, and God still took care of you. He still moved you to that place that he had for you. God is an amazing God, and he always shall be amazing. So these 8 keys of authority, I pray that it will bless somebody's life today, because we have to know God's will for our life personally. I love seeing the overview of the world, of my business, of the corporation that I work for. I love seeing the overview, but it has to also line up with my life. It has to line up with where God is leading me and where God is taking me. And if it does not line up, then I have to be okay with disconnecting. Amen. So may the Lord add a blessing to his word today. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Wow, wow, wow. What a great word this morning. What a great word of direction and instruction for us on today. And I know that you want to go back and hear this call again and take more notes on these 8 keys. And that number to call back is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677 pound. Again, that number to call back and hear this great message again is 712-432-1085, PIN number 957-677 pound. Hallelujah. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Oh, Most High, we thank you, Father, for you just being God, you just being our Father, our nurturer, our caregiver, our provider, our protector, our shield. We thank you, Father. And we do want to have a real relationship with you, Father. We do want to have a real relationship. We do want to hear from you. Help us to stop bringing you the list, and help us to start listening to what you have to say. Father, take out jealousy and envy so that we won't be that competitive person with that ungodly type of competitiveness, Father. We want to please you. We want to do our best only because we want to glorify you. We want your name to be magnified and not ours, oh God. Bless this speaker, Father, who has poured out into us today. Return the virtue back into her, Father, the more and the more. Father, every day bless her more and more. On her job, Father, where she is dedicated, Father, but every chance she gets, she comes on this call to pour into us. Bless her, Father. Give her more and more messages to give to the people, Father. Help her in her ministries, Father. Bless. We call her ministries blessed. We call her life coaching blessed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up the sick today. Father, we lift up our mothers, Mother Josie, who in just a few days, Father, you will bless to have another birthday. We lift up Mother Oliver, Father, at the end of the month, that you're going to bless, Father, with just another year, hallelujah, for her birthday, Father. We lift up Mother Blackwell and all the other mothers, Father. Thank you for these seasoned saints who give us all the time just examples of how to live through the good times and the bad times. Father, thank you for them. Father, we lift up those who are still battling with COVID, Father, who are battling with cancer, who are battling with diabetes, who are battling, Father, with lung disease, heart disease, Father, arthritis, Father. We lift them up because we know that you are the chief physician. You are the one, Father, who is Jehovah Rapha, the one who can heal all our disease, Father. That's why we bless you, our souls, with all that's within us. Hallelujah. Because you forgive our sins and heal all our diseases. Hallelujah. Father, and we pray, Father, for even those who are grieving, Father, the loss of their family members, their loved ones, their friends. Father, you are the God of all comfort. So comfort, Father. Help us to know when to be quiet, like the speaker said, or when to speak. Because we are talking to you all day long. We are seeking you and your direction all day long. Help us to be your representatives in this place. Father, we lift up, hallelujah, we lift up our nation before you. We're not trying to tell you what to do. Father, we put our trust in you. We listen to your word, we trust your word, and we will obey your word. So whatever you say is what we're going to do. Hallelujah. And we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, the morning motivational call is immediately after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, pin number 294617, and you're in for a treat on this inspirational morning Monday because our own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is not only hosting, but she is speaking on this morning. So I know you want to tune in and call in to that number to hear another great word on today. We're going to now ask this powerful mouthpiece today that brought us a message to come back and close us out with the benediction. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, can you come back on and dismiss us today?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. Go with God and he will surely go with you. Amen.